USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It appears Democrat Michael Bloomberg wants to run for president. This year's presidential race could turn into a head-to-head matchup between the two wealthy New York City businessmen, President Donald Trump, and the former New York City mayor, Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is a billionaire as well. Reports Bloomberg expected to file paperwork in order to get in on the Alabama Democratic primary. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who used to be senator in Alabama, running for his old job. Unclear if President Trump will support his run, as he was clearly disappointed with his performance as AG during the Russia investigation. And President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street. He tweets, stock market up big today, a new record. Enjoy, exclamation point. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I pledge that we will forever and always remember this incredible American hero.
At the White House, President Trump presenting the Presidential Citizens Medal, the second highest civilian award in the country, given to the family of retired Army Colonel Rick Riscorla. He was a Vietnam vet who saved many, many lives during the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York City.
Rick ran up and down over 20 floors telling employees to keep moving, get out, keep moving. Many recall him saying, today is a day to be proud to be an American. Tomorrow, the world will be looking at you.
President Trump calling him a true American hero.
To Susan, Trevor, Kim, and every one of Rick's family members who are here, our debt to you is beyond measure. We can never reverse the horrors of that day. We can never replace the precious lives we lost.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Chicago, where Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters he's retiring. He's been head of the department for more than 3 years and with the force for 31.
It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like you're carrying the weight of the world.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting New Hampshire to file on behalf of President Trump for the First in the Nation primary, which takes place in February. Pence at the State House with the paperwork, chance of four more years from supporters who line the hallway outside the Secretary of State's office. Then the Vice President heading to Manchester.
Vice President Mike Pence is putting the Trump-Pence ticket in play for next year's New Hampshire primary.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
The Vice President formally signed the paperwork and says he and President Trump have an incredible story to tell in the re-election campaign. I'm Tim Berg.
To entertainment news now, CBS and its Late Late Night talk host teaming up to present a new sports-based game show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The network and James Corden will be producing a remake of Corden's award-winning UK Sky Network game show, A League of Their Own, and they've tapped comedic actor Keegan-Michael Key to host it. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.